In our second news slot, we have a couple of architectural stories. We hear that the new Rose Lane multi-story car park is in the running for a national award, and at the same time, some local developments are put forward for architecture awards from the Royal Institute of Chartered Surveyors. A £7 million car park is in the running to be named as the country's best new car park. The 595-space Rose Lane car park in Norwich, with its unusual facade full of holes, has been shortlisted in the British Parking Awards. The Norwich City Council-owned car park has been put forward by Huber, the company which designed and built the five-storey structure in Mountergate. Officially opened in May 2016 and project managed by NPS Norwich, the car park includes 36 disabled parking bays, racks inside and out for bicycles, new public toilets, and recently installed electric charging points. Bert Bremner, the council's cabinet member with responsibility for transport, said, "We're very grateful to Huber for putting Rose Lane multi-storey car park forward for an award, and really pleased to be shortlisted at this year's British Parking Awards."
They are the architecture world's equivalent of the Oscars, and 10 building projects in Norfolk are in with a chance of winning top accolades. The Royal Institution of Chartered Surveyors has shortlisted 36 projects in the RICS Awards across 8 categories. They will compete for the coveted overall Project of the Year title for the East of England. Norfolk projects include the Abbey Experience at Wyndham, which has created extensions to the Abbey linked through the ruined East Monastic Tower, Boardman House in Norwich, the £3.5 million refurbishment of the Grade 2 listed building in the city centre by Hudson Architects created a new home for the Architecture Programme and Media Faculty at the Norwich University of the Arts. The Enterprise Centre, Norwich. The University of East Anglia project showcases low-carbon architecture. And the Beauthorpe Care Village in Norwich, built through a partnership between Norse Care, Saffron Housing, the Homes and Communities Agency, Norwich City Council and Norfolk County Council, is a central hub with a restaurant, cafe, hairdressers, bar and community shop, and it connects to Norse Care's Mayflower Court, which is an 80-bed specialist dementia care home, and The Meadows, Saffron Housing Trust 92 apartment housing with care scheme. The winners will be announced at a ceremony in May.
An historic war memorial has been protected for future generations after achieving special heritage status. The monument in the churchyard of St Edmund's Church on the street, Old Cossey, has been made a Grade 2 listed structure by Historic England. Built in 1920, it includes the names of 21 servicemen who died in the First World War and 19 men who died in the Second World War. Tim East, who represents Cossey on the Norfolk County Council, made the submission to Historic England to give the structure its protected status. Mr. East, a Cossey Royal British Legion member, said, "The war memorial is part of our heritage. It remembers those who gave their lives in the two world wars, and as such it should be recognised as a monument that should be preserved for posterity."
It has taken a steady hand, a lot of patience, and more than 8 weeks of hard work to complete. But now, a 2.5-metre panorama of Norwich's skyline by the late John Moray Smith has been restored to its former glory. And now it has gone on display at the Forum for everyone to see. The artwork, commissioned in the mid-1940s, was rescued by the Norwich Society last October after it was discovered in an old stable block. It had suffered damage to the plasterwork and was covered in dust, having been kept in storage for around 6 years. Conservator Tom Humphrey from the Fairhurst Gallery on Bedford Street said it took him around 100 hours to restore. The 34-year-old said, "I have restored lots of paintings and various plasterworks, but nothing quite like this." Whilst the work will be on display at the Forum until April the 1st, the Norwich Society is still looking to find a more permanent home for the piece.
As the opening date for a Norwich market stall dedicated to improving the lives of disadvantaged adults creeps closer, the social enterprise behind the bid is on the lookout for volunteers to get the project off the ground. The Feed, which offers coaching and employment opportunities in catering to the homeless, launched a crowdfunding page in January to raise £20,000. This would allow them to trade from the stall and would help disadvantaged local people learn new skills, find accommodation, and move away from their lives of homelessness. Now that target has been met, and organisers are getting ready to roll up the shutters on their new venture. Last year, LEAP, of which the Feed is part, worked with 173 adults, many of whom faced homelessness, suffered with mental health, and battled with drug and alcoholic addictions. Many have now secured employment, moved into their new independent accommodation, and reported an increase in self-esteem and the skills they want to achieve in life.